USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two accused drug traffickers from Washington State busted with 150,000 fentanyl pills during a California traffic stop last month failed to show up in court Thursday morning after being released on California's new soft-on-crime cashless bail. After the no-show, the judge withdrew the prior $2 million bond and directed each be held without bond if they turn up on the system. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked by a man who tried to stab him in Parenton, New York, Thursday afternoon. Parenton, New York is about a 15-minute drive southeast of Rochester. Zeldin's campaign said the attacker was taken into custody. Zeldin, an Army Reserve Lieutenant Colonel Congressman, continued his speech. USA Radio News.
To celebrate the launch of new Duracell with Power Boost ingredients, Duracell, America's number one trusted battery brand, has teamed up with Make-A-Wish this summer to power outdoor experiences for Wish kids across the country. And they've partnered with Bear Grylls to help them do it.
We've planned something special for a Make-A-Wish kid named Cameron, who's told them that his greatest wish is to go on an adventure together. And part of any great adventure is always going to be a great headlamp. Whether you're hiking at night, exploring caves, and make sure you've got batteries that are powerful enough to do the job. The new Duracell Optimum with Power Boost ingredients are engineered for more, helping you to get the most out of the moments that matter, like spending more time in the great outdoors and making memories with your family.
For more info, check out Duracell.com/PowerBoost, where you can learn more about their partnership with Make-A-Wish this summer and how you can get involved too.
Federal prosecutors have announced the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager at Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. The Flint water crisis trial is wrapping up.
Jurors heard closing arguments in the only trial to arise thus far from the Flint water crisis, a dispute whether two engineering firms should be held partially responsible for the city's lead contamination in 2014 through 2015.
We have an aging infrastructure here in the city of Flint, like every place else almost throughout this country. Lead seeped into the water system. That was what happened as a result of not having corrosion control.
That was the mayor of Flint, Karen Weaver. Monday will be the first full day of jury deliberations in federal court in Michigan. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
No polio cases have originated in the United States since 1979, but with the overflow of illegal immigrants being escorted into the interior of the United States, it was bound to happen. A polio case has been discovered in New York State. The strain of polio that was detected, officials believe the virus originated from another country. Polio is very contagious, and symptoms can take up to 30 days to appear. People already vaccinated against the virus have a low risk of contracting it, but health officials are advising those who are unvaccinated or haven't completed their vaccinations for polio to do so. More and more American families are opting out of public school systems run by teachers' unions and choosing charter schools. Ian Rowe on Fox News is the CEO of Vertex Partnership Academies.
Well, first of all, charter schools are public schools. They're just public schools that are privately run, typically by nonprofit organizations. And what charter schools usually get right is that we're offering choice. In the district in which we're launching Vertex Partnership Academies, this international baccalaureate high school, which is an extension of other charter school networks, only 7% of students who entered ninth grade 4 years later are ready for college. Parents have had enough of this kind of performance and they want high quality options. That's why there's so many families who are advocating for eliminating the cap that currently exists on charter schools.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.